When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like having fun, I like to laugh, I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun, yes I like it to laugh, I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Peace and quiet. Doug's far away in Spain. And Vic called in sick. Finally, I can have the show I've always dreamed of. Just me and my cool ideas and thoughts and opinions, uninterrupted by the cacophony of drops and obnoxious sound effects. But what if I have nothing to say? Uh-oh. I hope Captain Carlin doesn't try and fill the gap with his 2 cents. Or worse, he may try to emulate the artistic instincts of Doug and Vic with his own cobbled-together soundboard. Maybe we should have just canceled. Oh shit, we're live. We're live,
everybody. Sorry, I was thinking about something. We're back. We're live. We're here. Welcome to Office Hours. It's Tim Heidecker checking in with everybody. How is everyone today? It is. Ready for it? Stand by. Close your eyes. Hold your breath. Everybody take a big... Put your cereal down, Jacob. God damn it. You got milk and Cheerios and Lucky Charms all over your beard, you sicko. I see you in the Zoom room sitting there. Put the cereal down, spit the milk out. Here we go, you ready? Close your eyes. Get on your knees. Get on your hands and knees.
It's so quiet.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to, I'll change the energy, no problem. I can do that easily. It's Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. I'm calling in from...
You're calling in.
I am here.
I told you that, see, this would be nice.
Fine, let's do this. Let's do it your way. It's Office Hours Live, and we are live on my YouTube channel. It is Thursday, June 2nd. The hour is 10 a.m. on the Pacific Coast. A beautiful, absolutely gorgeous California day. Probably is going to warm up if yesterday is any sign of the things to come. We often talk about yesterday's weather. It's a chance for us to look back. It's a chance for us to reflect. And it's not, the past is the present, folks. We are living in the moment. We talk about the future. We talk about the past. Those all exist at the same time in many different forms. We're going to have a lot of fun today. We've got music coming from Vicky Farewell later in the show, and it's just me. I was just me and Captain Carlin. Oy vey.
Here we go.
Come along on this wild ride with us. We all knew going into today that we were going to be absent one member of the Trinity, DJ Doug Pound, as almost a college student would do. Someone of the college age booked himself a little backpacking trip in Spain, popping around Spain with friends without a care in the world, hopscotching through life. God bless him. God bless his eternal youth. He keeps me young. He doesn't have the responsibilities of fatherhood, keeping food on the table for a family. He can hopscotch through Europe at his, as to his heart's content.
At his pleasure.
And he's having all sorts of skateboarding adventures out there in the streets of Madrid and Barcelona and wherever else. But the big breaking news was, unfortunately, yesterday morning, Vic passed away. Vic, our friend Vic, did not get a lot of news coverage. But he went quietly, they say. And I'll miss the hell out of the guy. What a talent.
He was great. One of the greats.
One of the greats. He went quietly, they say, in the night. Nothing could have been done to save him. His wife, so sad to see him go. And his children, too. Oh, dear dad. But life is tenuous at best. Life is tenuous at best. We hold on as hard as we can, and it's not easy. It's not easy to get up in the morning, walk on down to the salt mines. Vic worked hard. He worked damn hard. But he couldn't stop from eating those breakfast burritos. He used to go every morning to this spot around the corner. He used to tell me every day, "You gotta come down and try these breakfast burritos, boss." I say, "Vic, you're gonna kill yourself with those things. Sausage, eggs, high cholesterol, cheese, oils, cooking oils, lattes. No way, boss. No way, boss." Oh, Vic, what are we gonna do without you?
Saturated fats.
I'm just goofing. Vic's alive. Barely, though. Apparently, he's been throwing up like a child would. He's got another children's style virus. Not me! I'm the last man standing. I tell you, everybody I know has gotten COVID. You had it.
I had it.
Everybody's gotten it. Everyone gets sick and people are weak. Not me. Me and DJT, Donald Trump, DJT, the original Donald Trump, not DJ Jr. He's probably sick all the time, vomiting into toilets everywhere he goes, thinking about his life. I don't like this reverb setting, do you? I think it needs a little work. Well, let's get into it. You know, but Matt, I do feel it is a little empty back
little
there.
A little quiet.
It's a little quiet.
A little bit.
I want to say, Vicky Farewell is here, and she is right here in my eyesight, and there is a microphone. So let me welcome you to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for laughing at my Vic's dead joke.
Oh.
I think that lightened the mood in here. It kind of made... It made everything okay. It just kind of said, okay, this is going to be a good show.
It'll still be fun.
Yeah.
You need that first laugh with that kind of joke to say it's okay.
It's okay to laugh about everything. I'm not one of these comedians that has lines that I won't cross. You know? Everything's fair game. But I do feel like you're a musician.
I'm a musician.
Just a beautiful piano player. You're playing on this beautiful piano here. You're warming up on your whirly.
Yep.
You got your whirly here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of music heads know what a whirly is. It's a short term for Wurlitzer.
Wurlitzer 200.
Now, you're not playing a Wurlitzer jukebox, are you?
No.
It's a cheap, that would be a cheap, I play the Wurlitzer. Oh, yeah, cool. Come on down. We'd love to hear you play. Guy shows up with a big Wurlitzer jukebox and just puts quarters in, starts playing a whole lot of shaking going on. That would be a disingenuous person, I would think.
I mean, I did come in with a giant mystery bag.
It was not a mystery to me, but I did like that you have a dolly for your for your whirly.
There's no way I could bring it in myself.
No, it's smart. I'm thinking I need to get more dollies in my life. I need dolly everything around. but Matt, it is a little dry back here.
Could it use a little more comedy?
Who could we get? Right? Who's on the east side? I wonder if we could call somebody, get somebody in the Doug chair at least.
Yeah, maybe you can message, find somebody.
What about those Always Sunny in Philadelphia guys? They seem to be around.
I think they record their podcast at the same time as ours.
Oh, they do.
They have a podcast now also.
Mm.
maybe
what other
it was like East Side,
South Park,
cool
South Park, Trey and Matt Stone. Matt Stone doesn't seem to be doing much. Let him come down here and they're jam with us.
They're kind of cringe now, aren't they?
I don't think they're cringe.
Cringe.
No. I have to talk about the word cringe. People are just overusing that word so much right now. Little cringe, dude, because I talked about gun control.
Cringe.
Little cringe, dude. Fuck you!
What about those workaholics guys?
They're so busy. All they do is work.
They're funny guys.
Some of those guys turn into alcoholics, apparently.
That's what many are saying.
Yeah. But no, we should, who's the one that's on, Righteous Gemstones, Adam Devine.
He's like the short, nerdy guy.
We had his pot drinks for our music night.
That's right. Cannabis drinks. That's right. So he should do.
He should do it. See if he's around.
Let me message him real quick.
By the way, we have flies in the studio. they're everywhere. There's a dead body I buried a couple days ago that I think the flies have found. See if he's around.
Let's see. He's not responding. What about?
Well, you just texted him.
Well. I mean, it's a live show. We don't have a ton of time. What about the tall, nerdy guy? What about that guy? What's his name?
Anders
something. How about him?
No, you know what we should ask is the guy with the big hair.
Oh, the cool guy. He's like the cool guy in Workaholics, right?
Yeah, see if he's around.
Blaine, right?
Blaine.
Blaine Anderson, I think is his name. Let's see.
In the meantime, we'll get somebody for that seat. In the meantime, let me just say... What should I say?
Oh, it's Blake Anderson.
Thank you. Let's take a Zoomer, Matt.
Yeah.
And welcome this community, this growing, robust, talented, artistic.
Who's got a fun topic?
Handsome,
here.
Beautiful.
Carmen, is that what that means? Does AO mean you have a good topic? And then I think Vic actually sent us an audio message, it seems. Carmen, are you there?
Wait.
Where in the world is Carmen, whatever your name is, huh?
Hey, what's up? Big fan.
Hey, Carmen, how's it going, man?
I'm good. I'm in the basement of my best friend's house right now.
Have you just killed him?
No, I'm looking for an apartment, and he's housed me. So,
oh, nice.
I
have to say, you seem like a little bit too cool of a person to be a fan of this show. What's going on here? Is this a setup?
I'm not cool.
Let me see what your top... looks like.
I'm wearing a champion hoodie and matching sweatpants.
I mean, Vicky, what do you think? This guy seems pretty hip, don't you think?
What part of town do you live in?
Good question.
I live in Buffalo, New York. Shout out Buffalo. Shout out my Buffalo folks.
Hell yeah.
Peace and love to Buffalo. God damn it.
Totally.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you all for that. Great town.
So. Well, Buffalo is not where the cool kids are, though. So we've cleared you. You can proceed.
I told you, Loserville.
Yeah. I like Buffalo. No, I mean, peace and love, of course. Buffalo's the best, but not exactly an enclave of the hipsters, which is good. I'm trying to clear out some of these beards, okay? So you have the floor. How can I help you?
Okay, yeah. I guess I was just going to go into the homelessness issue because I'm looking for a place right now, and I just wanted to get political for a second.
Okay. Let's start.
Yeah,
listen, it's going to be a different vibe today. You're not going to get interrupted by... shit like that.
I'm glad. But like, I don't know. I see it and I see like bullshit, like anti-homeless architecture, and that just it vexes me.
Well, that's a good entree for me to just say that in this area, in LA, we have a terrible problem with homelessness. I mean, I'm not exactly the best person to like know how to talk in the right language about it, because I think that is important. But there's clearly a big problem where you have like people living under bridges and in tent communities along the sides of rivers, and there's this creep, this mutant man named Rick Caruso running for mayor.
Yep.
Have you heard about this guy?
He sounds nasty. I don't know him, but he sounds
well.
Disgusting.
He's responsible for. Couple of places I like, but I have to say this.
He is
the Americana.
Oh, he developed.
Yeah, he develops these mall like outdoor mall concept things that we've the Grove is the big one in LA, he's this. He's this lifelong
Republican
creep.
Capitalist pig
who is running for mayor as a Democrat. So it's a and he's gotten all these famous people to sign on to him: Wolfgang Puck and Snoop Dogg and Kim Kardashian.
The chef, Wolfgang Puck.
But really? he's got some creepy like dystopian visions for getting, you know, I think, you know, kind of like solving the homeless problem, which is going to be like making it, you know, throwing people in prisons, I guess, or something.
Yeah, specifically, that's one of
Or removing, like, all public benches or something.
Yeah, so...
And he's fooling. You know, I was hanging out with some friends the other day, sort of normal liberal people. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And they were just moved here, and they were like, oh, what, you know, what's going on with this mayor? Caruso, right? He's the guy to vote for. And we were like, no, he's a bad actor.
Wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
Any word from Blaine?
Yeah.
Blake?
Villanueva. Yeah, wait, is... Actually... I thought I heard a rustling out there.
Oh, he's around?
West, is somebody at the door there?
I just heard a ding-dong.
Hello?
Blake?
Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
Here he is.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Oh, what a that's perfect.
It's incredible.
I was like wandering around out there for a while.
Sunny days are here again. Hi, this is Tim Heidecker, your Office Hours host, letting you know about Factor Meals. It's time to meet your wellness goals in time for the summer, and Factor is here to help you. They've got chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes. They're dietitian approved and will help you kickstart a new healthy routine for the summer. I know you're all asking, what are Tim's current top faves? Well, I'll tell you. The filet mignon and mushroom risotto and the calorie-smart Greek chicken and tomato penne pasta. Those are my top picks that you just can't go wrong with. But guess what? They have 35 different meal options every week with over 60 add-ons available. So if you can't find something you like, well, that's on you, buddy. What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Ys. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Ys. Movies Baby!
What perfect timing, Blake.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, good to meet you.
Hey, thanks for thinking about me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just okay. we had a guy out sick. You could sit there in the
Wow.
Wow, Blake Anderson.
This is incredible.
From many things, including The Workaholics and his own podcast, as I have it written down.
For this what? Is
for very, very coincidentally, just have random things written down. This is important, is the podcast. But you are here to back me up, brother.
I'm here, baby. Hello, everybody. Right?
Yeah. Hello, everybody. You can do Doug's new thing, which is hey.
Hey. Is that good?
Thanks, Carmen.
Take the next 20 minutes to figure out those headphones. Believe me. Listen, Buffalo Boy. He's a Buffalo soldier.
Carmen, come back. Unmute again.
I don't know what to tell you. All I know is there's a systematic wealth inequality. The housing is insane. It's impossible to afford to live anywhere unless you're have tremendous amounts of money. It's incredibly stressful. It's completely infected every part of life, including people that are well off who live amongst people who are living on the streets, and that's the least of our problems. These poor people don't have a roof over their head. And why is housing so unaffordable? I mean, that's the question.
Because we are not taxing the 1%.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Let's tax them to fucking hell!
You can
make their lives like 1% harder. Like, let them think 1% longer before they buy their Maseratis.
Oh.
Hello.
Let's just take the Maseratis.
Love a Maserati.
Maybe you can think for 1% longer, 1 microsecond longer before you double up on your Maseratis or add a fourth pool. Who's this creep? Yeah, There's a creep in LA who's a hairdresser. Jazz Dean.
Oh,
and now, listen, I don't want to pick on anybody in particular, but I will this guy. Look him up. Apparently, he's buying 4 houses. You know why?
Why's that?
Because he needs 4 pools. You know why? Because his dogs need a pool.
Oh, my. Come on.
So there's obviously a problem. Can we not? I mean, there's lots of. The guns are a problem. Homelessness is a problem. I mean, I don't know.
And Blake's here to solve them all.
Yeah,
Blake, I'm just throwing you in the deep end.
Yeah, no.
You're happy with the status quo, are you?
Thanks, Carmen.
I just follow orders, sir.
If you're an A's fan, you can't be happy with the status quo, right?
We could talk about that, too.
I'd be happy to.
Economics.
How long do you think the A's have left in Oakland?
Maybe 3 years.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
At the most.
At the most.
They're done.
It takes a
while. No one's going to the games.
Yeah, I think it's like literally 3,000 people. It's like...
Yeah, we should get a quick sound check on Blake's soundboard.
That was great. Did you just hit that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
You like that?
We don't need Doug. Yeah. We don't need Vic.
That's right, baby.
I'm tired of splitting the Patreon with them, Matt. Okay?
Let's boot
them. They're
out. Guest dropsman every week.
That's going to be like Al Pacino in The Godfather taking out the 5 families.
We'll give these guests like 100 bones, call it a day.
Done. That's not nice. You know we love these boys. We know we love them. I mean, people get the wrong idea about me. That I'm some kind of monster. Vicky, what's your first impression of me? Be honest.
I was nervous coming in, but then you were so matter-of-factly to me that I was like, oh, it's going to be fine.
Just a good
hand. He's a stud.
All right.
Listen,
did I help you out, Carmen?
Oh, sorry, I muted Carmen. That's all right. Carmen's great.
A lot of things to get to. First off, we have some surprise gum. Mm. Somebody said I've spoken publicly and honestly about my love for gum, and I do think it was part of my weight loss journey that I'm on, actually. And this is a little corny. But
oh, gosh, cringe. Weight loss?
There is like something value. I know people say, well, there's microplastics and there's all sorts of shit in gum, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Nothing, you can't have anything anymore, anybody. You know, you can't do, everything's bad. But I do love a gum. Throw in some gum. And it does kind of satisfy my like urge to snack.
Sure, yeah.
And then you got gum in your mouth, you're not eating chips. You're looking good, by the way.
Keep the chips out of the mouth.
You're looking like real good.
Thank you.
Tight.
Man. Thank you. Yeah.
Are you work out?
I do some push-ups, pull-ups.
More than that. You're doing PDX 90.
I did a few rounds of PDX 90, brother. yeah.
But so that's Peas the straight. I don't want my P.O. box filled with gum. Gets a little sticky.
Big gum is coming for you.
Yeah, but somebody...
Or stickers. Don't send us stickers.
Somebody
either.
Sent me this Phalum gum.
Michael Abeta.
Wait,
it's special.
So
Turkish
we're gonna
gum.
Do a... Does you want to try it? Anybody want
to
try it?
I would love to try Phalum gum.
Oh, here, I'll try that again.
Phalum? What?
Phallic gum.
It's apparently special Turkish gum.
Turkish gum, yeah.
Hey, I want one too.
Oh, sorry, man. Dang. Here, let me chew some and throw some. No, thank you. This is an F.
It's really hard.
You're already out on it?
Well, there's nothing in here. Oh, I get it. It's opening up a little bit.
Doesn't taste like anything.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste like anything. This is flavorless gum. Mm-hmm.
This is so unsatisfying.
Chris,
you know about
gum.
It? Chris said it sculpts your jaw.
Whoa.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's like chewing like wax or something.
Is this plastic?
It's microplastic. It's macroplastic.
That's not edible paper, that inner wrapper. You took that off?
Wow, this is not cool.
This sucks. I want black cherry or grape or spearmint at the very least.
I do like the texture, though. It's almost like an everlasting, like, Mamba.
Yeah.
Or like, I mean, a high chew.
I have nothing positive to say about it. I was searching for something. It's a zero.
Chris here knows about it. Chris, what's the point of this gum?
What's the point?
It's supposed to give your jaw definition. Like, it's a like a jaw workout.
Mm.
I mean, isn't any gum? What's the difference? Because it's a little tighter?
I think it's stronger. Like, it's harder to chew, right? I've never had it. I've only heard about it.
Did you send this to me?
No.
Where's the rat? Where's the Benedict Arnold that sent this
Michael
to me?
Michael Abeta, are you here? I don't think he's here today.
Okay, well... Does everyone have their wrapper so they could dispose of it properly?
Yeah,
because I don't think people want to hear you, like, chewing, right?
No.
That's something people really hate.
They like the wrappers, though.
Yeah.
Hey, come and sit by the fire with me.
It's a jaw workout? So you work out your jaw for what? Like,
for better definition.
Oh,
it's a Hollywood secret.
I see. Okay.
Like, see, can be, speaking of jaw workouts, this Tom Cruise, he's done it again. I tell you what, so today is a big day. Celebrating, my wife and I, celebrating 15 years of the good stuff today. 15 years of holy matrimony.
Congrats.
And we looked at the old schedule, we looked at the old planner as we do, say, we need to get this going on, what's going on Thursday? And we decided to do our celebration on Saturday night. And I said, "What do you want to do, sweetie? The world is your oyster."
Wow.
And I go, and she goes, "Oh, I don't, you know, she's very low key. She's not, she's just these anniversaries and birthdays and holidays, she does not give a shit about them." Hmm. She's smart. She's not dopey like people can be where they get all attached to these days
right.
Like it matters. She goes, "I don't know, let's just go out, see a movie and go get some dinner, like a dinner and a movie."
Sounds
nice. I go, "What do you want to see?" She goes, "I don't care." I go, I'm looking for my angle here. I go, "How about Top Gun?" She goes, "Sure." I go, "Hey, oh, I married the right gal."
Hey, after all these years.
Have you seen it yet?
I have not.
Oh, Lord.
I've heard great things.
Fantastic movie.
A lot of fun.
One of the top movies of the year.
Nice.
A lot of fun. It was beautiful. We went on the early side because I thought, here's the move. You don't go dinner, then a movie. You go movie, then a dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Because then you sit at dinner and talk about the movie.
You got something to talk about.
Let's give them something to talk about. Yeah. Give that to me an A.
Rocket.
Let's give them something to talk about. Talk about love. Something like that. Right?
That's yes.
Really good.
You got a picture of you from the theater there.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm totally irony free. We sat there. I don't have high expectations for Top Gun, but I know when, and listen, Tom Cruise is a psycho. He's a maniac. He's a member of one of the worst cults in the history of cults, right? Has he had people killed? I don't know. Who knows? People have been certainly put in prisons of their own design, you know? Mental prisons, him and Miscavige. I'm sorry, and you're a Scientologist, and I apologize for putting that on the spot.
Am I just supposed to sit here and take it? I don't know.
But the guy knows how to make a motion picture, is Tom Cruise.
He certainly does.
When they put out the Mission Impossibles, I'm there. He comes at me with Top Gun, I'm in the seats with my popcorn.
Cocktail, great
cocktail.
Film.
But Cocktail 2's got to be coming now,
right? Hope so. I hope so.
But they went far above. Like, first of all, we're laughing half the time because it's so ridiculous, the movie. Mm-hmm. It's so on. It's so, like, you know, purely what it is. It's not like just lots of shots of him riding a motorcycle in the sunset with his perfect body.
Gorgeous.
But the flying and the stunts and the whatever, you know, all the action and stuff is so goddamn well done. Well. You just have to just look, sit back and go, he's done it again.
He does the stunts too. That's
Dude,
the thing
I watched this
Tom.
Whole thing about it. Him and the actors all are up in those planes.
Yeah.
Now there's another pilot in front.
Yeah.
So there's a two-seater deal, but they're back there.
Like, yeah. Hitting really, some G-force.
Yeah. The G-force is like one of the big things in the movie, and there's lots of grunting in it because like a lot of the movies are them going like. Ugh,
those ADR sessions.
Yeah.
Tom, can we get you to grunt again, please?
We should gotta get a grunt montage from the movie from Doug and Vic when they get back. Holding on. And then they black out because it's too fast.
Yeah.
It's intense.
Lose your lunch.
It's funny that the Fox News and all those maniacs, they went all nuts because it's like, it was the number one movie. And they're like, we're back. You know, this is a patriotic, finally a patriotic movie. And it's about America. And then people are like, actually, there's like barely mention of America. There's almost no American flags. There's no enemy defined. There's like this, like it's sort of kind of winking that it might be like North Korea, because you know, like,
hey,
like if you use your imagination, you could figure it out. But it's so like neutral. But you know, it's about the Navy, I guess.
That's what it's really about at the end of the day.
It's about the Navy.
Want to get into a city of the day?
How about this Navy with most of the deal is their planes.
It's like hello, they were water.
Yeah, it's like I thought you guys were all about water and boats. Maybe now you're doing planes. Okay,
maybe that's Marines.
So the Air Force is sort of like, hello, what about us?
Where's our movie?
Yeah.
Huh? Where's our movie?
All right. Yeah, let's do city of the day, Matt. I hear you.
The city of the day.
All right. Wow.
All right. The city of the day is brought to you by Roberta Flack. Welcome to Roberta Flack, the new audio format from soul sensation Roberta Flack. These crystal clear files will be killing you loudly with superior fidelity and will instantly make you feel like making love to your speakers. Download the Roberta Flack player free today at robertaflack.com. That's Roberta FLAC.com, not Roberta FLACK.com, which is managed by Atlantic Records and is not affiliated with the Roberta Flack player. Also, please note that due to an ongoing copyright dispute with Atlantic, Mrs. Flack's albums aren't currently available in this format. But there's tons of cool new music you can check out from up-and-coming bands like the Banana Boats, Regina Farkas, and tons more. Say hello to Roberta Flack and goodbye to inferior audio formats today. The city of the day is...
Alyssa? Record, Alyssa Gibson, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, Alyssa.
Hello. Can you hear me?
What is the city of the day? Great quickly, earrings. Please.
The city of the day is Ferndale, Michigan.
Mm. All right. Tell us a little bit about where you live.
It's a great question. Don't know. I'm just kidding. It's part of Metro
How many
Detroit.
Arby's? How many Arby's you got?
Let's get to Arby's.
I don't actually
over
think
under.
There is an Arby's. There's no Arby's.
What?
As far as I know. No Arby's.
Goodbye! Wait, you're telling me you live somewhere without an Arby's?
Nah. Well, there's a lot of
what do you do for lunch?
What the hell do you do for lunch?
What do you do for lunch?
There's a Wendy's.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Great American food.
The best.
All right.
I like Wendy's. They got the square burger, right? That's the square patty.
You gotta
and the
make
frosty.
Sure it's square.
And the frosty. Yeah, look, a good Wendy's
and the
is good.
Chili.
But no Arby's, huh?
No Arby's.
What about Firehouse Subs?
I think there's a Firehouse Sub. But I wish I could have that Jamocha Shake.
Jimmy John's?
There's definitely Jimmy John's.
Do you have 14 Subways?
I think all the Subways closed.
What?
Oh, there's a big backlash happening with Subways right now, by the way. I'll talk about that
Jimmy
later
John's
in the show.
Is it Jared Trickledown or just the bad vegetables? Still kind of reeling
it's like
from that.
The worst deal in America is to decide to open a Subway franchise. Anyways, I watched it on that John Oliver show. He did a whole 30 fucking minutes on it.
Just tearing Subway to shreds.
God.
Leave him alone.
God bless him, though, for, you know, bringing up the real issues. All right. Well, thanks for your city of the day.
Yeah, it sounds
Can I say one thing that somebody suggested? It is the second day of Pride Month, and Ferndale is like the gay community, like part of Detroit.
There we go.
There we are. Happy Pride Day to everybody. Happy Pride Month.
Yeah.
Month.
Got a whole month, baby.
I just feel like, listen, I love it. I love it, and I support them. I support everybody. Not everybody.
Yeah, you got some enemies.
Support marginalized communities. But I don't, I'm just like, can we stop with the singling out? Because I don't want to, like, just, I just want everything, I want all the gay stuff to just be normal. Mm. It's just not something that we have to single out because it's, but we're not there yet. Obviously, like, we're moving backwards. Mm. Look at some of these laws in Florida. Folks, can't have it.
Thanks, Alyssa. Let's go a little further north. Scott in Canada.
Scott, my Canadian friends.
Do they celebrate Pride in Canada?
Scott in Canada. You there?
Hi, can you see me?
Oh, my God, it's Scott from the Kids in the... Get down! Get down! We're under attack.
Whoa!
From the north. Scott, you son of a bitch.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right.
Wait, okay. That doesn't sound good.
Well, wait. I mean, this is a lot of people to suddenly see. I didn't know these other three. I don't feel comfortable with them.
Well, let's get to know each other.
No, and there's this one guy. He's got the hat on and the long hair. There's two of them. There's like, he's twins. I'm not comfortable with twins.
Let's, Scott, can you do a rough count of the beards that you're seeing right now? How many beards are you looking at?
You mean how many women are pretending to be with men that are gay? Like, I see one beard at the bottom right. I see this woman. She's a beard, obviously.
I mean actual beards, Scott. Actual facial beards.
I don't see any beards, really. Do you call what you have a beard?
Me?
Yeah.
It's an outgrowth, an outcropping of facial hair.
But an outgrowth, I would see something like that on Dr. Pimple Popper. Can it be treated?
I have a question about your camera angle. Am I turkey dinner? Am I your meal? Because it looks like I'm about to be eaten.
Is this the perspective of a turkey that's about to be eaten or stuffed?
I think so.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little confused because I just got on because I didn't have. I'm on an iPad, so I'm pretty excited. So I had to put on the Zoom app. So this is why
that's frustrating.
The POV is really weird, isn't it? It's definitely me looking down with contempt at a turkey.
As you should towards me.
Well, I'm looking at the Pope's nose. Do you know what that is on a turkey? Do we say that anymore?
No. What's the Pope's nose?
Pope's nose is what Protestants in my country used to refer to the turkey's anus as.
Oh.
And, why would and it's it, the best.
Why would it be called the Pope's nose?
They hate Catholics. I mean, it's the whole Catholic Irish, Catholic Protestant thing.
Right.
And so I would love the asshole of the turkey. It's an incredibly juicy part. And I would always beg my mom to save me the Pope's nose. And apparently you're not supposed to say that, but she would save me the neck and the Pope's nose.
I would think you could take the neck and fuck the Pope's nose with it if you wanted to.
Now we're talking.
You absolutely, yes, you have to. You got to remove the Pope's nose first, then you've got a much larger cavity, and then you can stick the whole thing in the neck.
I mean, what can't you fuck these days, right? I mean, that's...
No, this is the thing. You can fuck anything but an ideology. Anything but that. You can fuck with anything but a person's point of view. You can't fuck with that.
No.
You must never fuck with their identity.
You have to respect all.
All identities, regardless. You must. You can only fuck with, you can fuck holes and orifices and things like that, but not
points of view.
Not in their point. No, because that's precious.
Well, it's interesting because we call it a point of view. It's not a hole of view.
There we go.
It's not a hole of view. Exactly. It's not a hole of view. It's a point. It's
right.
A point in a hole. And there are literally trillions of points in a hole, right?
Well, that's getting a little metaphysical.
Yeah, my goodness.
Well, that's quantum mechanics. I know that.
So, listen, you've got a you and the kids in the hall are back.
Right, but I need to talk about the guys behind you.
Okay.
Because so insecure. I don't know who I know. No. You're not getting away. You're not going to wave and suddenly, you know, oh, everything's good. It's not good. This guy behind you is so insecure about his identity, about who he is, that there are three of him. There's him behind you. Then the top right corner, there he is again. And then he's on the bottom left, and the poor woman at the bottom right has one fucking frame. Because this guy is so insecure, he's got to be in three fucking places. I don't want to know.
I see. He's looking, yeah, it's
and
a
you
mess.
Know what's weird? He's in the drummer position. There's no drums.
No.
He's not playing fucking drums. Right? Like, this is your, that's your band leader's position, right?
Tim? Yeah.
He's
I know.
Not playing anything.
No. I'm well, kidding. He is. Play something on your iPad yeah, there. Listen to this.
Shut the fuck up!
This is Blake Anderson from The Workaholics, by
How
the way.
Are you?
He was very famous for a period of time.
Yeah, you read me like a book. Thank you.
Okay.
I got everybody roasted by a legend.
Everybody in this Zoom call was famous at one point. So, right? Even you, Tim, you were famous at one. At one point, you were the white hot center of something.
I know. What happened, man? What do you do when it's over? Because it's over for me. I'm on the other side of it.
You made a mistake. You kept following your muse. Don't do it.
I should have come to you for guidance and counsel. Why didn't I? Because... You know, you were so kind to us. You came in and did our show years ago. And you hung around and you made us
all
feel
day.
So loved and special because you were like, you said you were a fan and I couldn't comprehend that.
Huge. Are you kidding me? I was a massive fan. I considered
then I got
that,
political and you bailed.
Damn.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. I did. I just thought you were the only people that were as good as us.
Oh my God. Stuff. I mean, do you know what that, really? You understand what that means to me or to us. I mean, that's just.
But it's the same with me. Like, it's the same as me. When you asked me to be on the show, I was incredibly honored.
Oh.
And I also thought that's why I decided I would stay all day. And I did stay all day, didn't I?
Yeah.
I did stay most of the day.
You were. I miscommunicated. I misunderstood. I thought you were incredibly honored to do this show. And that sounded very confusing to me because I thought,
why would you be?
You're not
no.
honored to do this, right?
No, not at all. But I am curious about the woman in the bottom right. Hi there. We haven't spoken or anything yet.
Hi.
Yes, this is Vicky Farewell. She's a musical artist who's going to blow up.
And she's married to a gay man, obviously. no, but as you said, you're the beard here, right here. So are you about to blow up? Are you about to blow up? Because you're getting that from Tim Heidecker, who says that he was supposed to blow up years ago. Never did.
Oh, Jesus. So, Scott, you know what? This is nasty. This has gotten nasty.
He's a roast master.
Man, you look great. Can I just say that? You look great, even with the weird angle. Like, I don't think that you have a bad angle.
I hate to interrupt, but we have someone else on the line who has some sort of objection to Scott's presence.
We're not bumping him,
that's
are
not
we?
Fair.
We can't bump him.
At the beginning of Pride Month, we have an objection? That's not right.
Dave, are you there?
It better not be
Hello?
A cisgender
Hello?
Straight white.
Hello?
Wait,
can you hear me?
Dave?
Am I on the air? Am I on the air?
We're on. We have you, Dave.
God.
Do we have Dave?
Hi. Hi. Is there a way to halt the proceedings just briefly? Is there a way? Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sorry. I got an alert. I got a text alert that Scott was on your show.
Yeah.
And was discussing the Kids in the Hall. And that is in violation of Kids in the Hall bylaws.
Wait a minute.
Because Scott knows this. He does not have quorum. You must have at least three members of the Kids in the Hall to create quorum in order to discuss the Kids in the Hall in any context. So, Scott, we're a little – and by the way, hi.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. I'm sorry. How do you pronounce your name?
Tim Heidecker.
Tim, you
Tim.
Say. Tim.
Yeah,
Tim.
Tim.
Okay.
Tim. Right, not Tim.
It's not –
Tim. All right. So
Scott,
Tim,
Scott, let him speak, please.
Yeah. So Tim, I've been on. I'm trying to fix this. I've been trying to get one of the other kids in the hall on a text to give me his proxy so that we could actually form a quorum. Until that comes in, I'm afraid neither Scott or I can discuss anything.
Oh boy. Oh,
wow. Okay. He's a stickler. So you guys have procedures in place and rules and bylaws and stuff to keep more than one of you from talking about the Kids in the Hall in any forum?
Huh.
I'd love to answer that question because the answer is very interesting.
Uh huh. Okay. So Scott, can you just stand by? So you're working on getting permission from like who? Bruce?
Kevin or Mark or Bruce.
Maybe
they've
seen Top Gun. Maybe they want to talk about Top Gun.
Can you, I'd love to talk. I mean, you don't have to talk about the Kids in the Hall, Scott or Dave. I mean, we could talk about.
Oh, I'm just here to show off my standing desk. Look at that. Have you noticed how I'm? Look at that.
Yeah, it's great. I would.
Hey guys, guys, I have good news.
Okay.
I have Kevin McDonald's proxy.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So we can proceed.
Yeah, we can tell you anything you want about.
Can you stick around then, Dave, and talk, or is it?
Sure, I kind of have to. Even if I don't talk, I have to stick around because otherwise Scott's not allowed to talk.
Oh, I see.
And Dave and I aren't allowed to speak together. I'm only allowed to speak with Kevin or Bruce.
Ah! Oh, wait a minute. That's a real rule?
I just got a close up with Scott.
Wait, that's
oh, is it Pride Month?
It is. Day two.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, which I can't remember who's gay.
Scott, right? Or Scott or Bruce or
who could remember?
Well, I know one of the kids in the hall is gay.
We switched around. It's gone around so much.
Yeah. I know, you know, it was embarrassing. The other day I was having sex with a man and I remembered it wasn't me.
Sure. Well, that's the same okay. with me. I was fucking a woman the other day and I
went, this is a family show, all right? Let's clean it up. Yeah. It's a morning show.
But you know what? I had sex with her on May 31st. So I would never have sex with a woman in Pride Month. That would be
oh, no. That would be.
That's blasphemy.
In fact, no one should. No one should have sex. Oh, unless you're also a woman.
Unless you're a woman. You know,
yeah.
Here's the thing. I might be the only gay member, but at the same time, I'm the least proud. So that's why I'm not allowed to speak during Pride Month. They're all, because, you know, straight people are much more proud now than gay people are on Pride Month.
Well, also, your motion sickness keeps you out of parades.
There's that.
I'm not going to interrupt because I get complaints from people that say I interrupt too much when the good guests are on. So I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
Oh, but Tim,
yeah.
It's your show.
Okay.
So,
tell me.
You should interrupt as much as possible. By the way, love Workaholics.
Thank you.
How about that?
All right. Yeah. That feels really good to hear.
What are you guys' really are thoughts on the Three Stooges? similar kind of show.
Mm-hmm. Where would we be without them?
Did Canada have like a Three Stooges like a boom in the 80s like we had where it became like people, there's lots of merch, lots of Three Stooges merch?
The Three Knuckleheads.
Yeah, well, we get all American things.
Okay.
Yeah. we get it precisely 5 minutes later. Right. we're always 5 minutes behind whatever you guys are up there.
But let me see. Did you like the Three Stooges, Dave? I'm forgetting if you did.
I didn't like the Three Stooges. I don't want to upset anybody.
Sure.
I don't. But too, I was not. I was a huge Marx Brothers fan.
Right.
So
there we go.
You're too academic. You're too. It's too lowbrow for you, the Stooges.
It's just violence upsets me.
Yeah. They were incredibly violent.
I spend all my. I have too much empathy. I spend all my time flinching and crying. How am I supposed to enjoy that?
It cut too close to home. I was saying last week. I accidentally. My son is 5, and we sometimes do watch Three Stooges. But the one I opened on YouTube, and the one I opened on YouTube was, of course, during World War II, and it was incredibly racist. Oh, it was incredibly anti-Japanese in very shocking ways.
You find a lot of that in Bugs Bunny, too. There's a lot of,
Jingoistic.
Yeah.
Flies are here. Listen, I don't want to waste your... What, Dave, you're in New York?
I am. I'm in New York City.
You've been very public about this relocation, I've noticed, on Twitter.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Tim, for bringing that up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big broadcast.
I'm hoping more people will stop me in the street and hug me.
Well, they will after this new Kids in the Hall reboot on Amazon Prime.
Cool. Absolutely.
I don't know. Really? Oh, are you getting hugged a lot, Dave?
No, I don't leave the apartment.
Are you going to be? Are you gearing up for like a Broadway show? Like, why New York? What's happening in New York?
I've been living in Los Angeles for 26 years, and as luck would have it, my life was falling apart. So I thought, why not New York?
It seems a healthy place to relocate.
Yeah, yeah.
You and Woody, connecting with Woody Allen and walking around the park talking about old foreign films and stuff.
And a lot of going. They just don't understand.
Yeah.
They just don't get it.
Jesus, Dave. and you're going to Knicks games with Spike Lee, of course.
Oh, yeah. The New York lifestyle is, it's wonderful.
CBGBs.
Well, and Broadway, Dave Broadway.
Broadway. The Great White Way, as they used to call it.
I just heard a giant fart. Was that you? Sorry.
My cat.
I know, it's a little lowbrow.
Pause for farting.
I do. I want to just speak sincerely for a moment and say what, I mean, I know you've heard this a lot, but the reboot or season six, whatever you want to call it, is so great. And we had Julie Klausner on the show last week, by the way.
Yes.
And
yes,
she spoke briefly about how wonderful you all are, and I'm sure she put
that's as much as she could muster.
I was going to say she yeah. probably put a bit of a positive yeah. spin on it, you know,
oh,
for
yeah.
the radio.
Yeah. I could see her running out of things to say.
that would break a clause that she signed. Yeah,
the Julie clause.
The Julie Klausner. But I saw this a lot on Twitter, which was people saying as when that theme song kicked in, it was an emotional experience.
Yeah, that was upsetting. We didn't want that.
In a negative way. I go, no, not this song again.
It's nostalgic. Yeah. That's embarrassing.
No, it was beautiful. And it reminded me, obviously, it just kind of immediately threw me back into the days when that was my obsession, was your show. And the show in general just reminded me what like great filmmakers and writers you are that I don't know, I didn't think about or whatever, but... I mean, there's. I don't want to go on and on about it, but it's just it's so
beautiful. Here, Kim, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Did it make you question your wig choices your heyday? Did you wish that you'd had better wigs?
Mm.
Did you look out and go, wow, we really fucked up the wigs?
The wigs, yes. I thought you said, wigs. You know what? I had an audio issue. I thought you said my weight choices. And I was like, wow, okay. We're going there, huh? I was a little pudgy.
I would have said wardrobe choices. I wouldn't have said pudge. I would have said your wardrobe choices for your frame at the time.
Right. Well, we had terrible, we had no money. I'm sure you guys didn't have any money either, but we had just like the worst stuff that you could, the stuff from the Halloween store. That's about all we had access to.
I saw your stories you did. It was quite something. Yeah. It was fun though. It was really fun.
We did this one shoot, and I had a bald cap on, and it was so bad. It looked just like a big scar across my head. And
we're
like, we can't shoot this today. Like, we're going to have to just shoot me from behind and redo it tomorrow. It was so bad. We didn't know what we were doing, but.
Yeah. We had some bald pate problems on the new show.
Really?
We did, Dave. And fat suit problems, too, a little bit.
You know what the problem with the bald cap stuff is now the cameras are so good. Like, everything, you see everything. You see every little detail. So, you know what? You know who's here? You guys would like this a lot. We have a guy named, an animal named Duck. Can we have Duck come in and say hi? Just say hi to Duck real quick. Can you see Duck?
Sure.
Hi, Duck.
Hello, Duck.
Where's Duck?
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hey. There's Duck.
You see Duck? Okay, good.
Now. Hello, Duck.
My gosh, you are sweeties. It's nice to talk to you. By the way, I want to say, nice penis choices.
Why, thank you. They weren't entirely choices.
No.
Kevin and I were just born with them. although, you know, modern science. Soon we will all be able to choose every appendage and swap them out.
I was annoyed that people were tweeting about that moment because I felt it was such a genuine, shocking, wonderful surprise when that happened that I was like, people were like, spoiler alert, you're going to see a lot of the kids in the hall. I'm like, don't. Like, just let people have that experience, but whatever.
I don't think, people don't know that just saying spoiler alert then immediately saying the thing that's going to spoil things isn't helping anybody.
It's not like people go, come on, I got time. I remember the time I was with a guy that I just stabbed to death and I said, I gave him a murder alert. But he didn't take it seriously and they still arrested me. So,
Duck, was there anything else?
That I agree that it's been a fantastic breath of fresh air lately. Oh my gosh. Thank you for making it. Thanks for taking the plunge out of the
cave. Thank you, Duck.
Thank you. Yeah.
Duck, what's Duck been up to? What have you been up to, Duck?
Thank you.
Trying to find solid food source.
You mean a steady food source or a source of solid food?
I don't know, just something that won't give me diarrhea.
What do you say to people that throw the little bits of white bread at you? What do you say to those people?
I say, no!
But then you eat it anyway.
You can't resist. You can't resist.
And it's terrible. Yeah. Causes bloating. And it does. There's no nutrition in it.
You know what, Duck? I was thinking about your diarrhea problem. Mm-hmm. And maybe the real problem is that you don't have an orifice to excrete the diarrhea. And so it just builds up in you. Yeah. You should have some of your animator draw a little hole at the back so you can get rid of all that diarrhea. Yeah. And that might help you.
Wow. You really went deep into the reality of the situation.
Like, are we talking like this or
can we do a live?
Wait, is that too explicit?
You can do a live drawing.
Is that too explicit?
So you need to draw. I believe we're discussing a cloaca needs to be added.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah. Cloaca is the vagina and the anus. You know that. That's yeah. Happening,
right? Oh my God! All right, listen.
Anyways,
I got to move things along.
Okay, we'll work on that.
Did you ever hear about that famous story about Marlon Brando fucking a duck in a sex club in Morocco?
No, please do tell.
Well, this is a very famous story that Wally Cox used to tell when he wasn't being blown by Marlon Brando. One time they were in Marrakesh and they were going to sex clubs, and they went to a club where you would fuck a duck through its cloaca, which is the combination of vagina and anus. In the moment you were about to orgasm, they cut the duck's head off.
Jesus Christ.
And the spasms would give you an incredible orgasm. And apparently
but they would shout spoiler alert to the duck first.
Spoiler alert.
But apparently it ruined Marlon Brando for normal sex because the orgasm was so intense he could never go back to regular sex.
Oh Jesus. Wow. Would you be able to
corroborate?
I don't think I'd be able to perform.
Oh no, you would.
If I knew the duck was going to die,
I'd shrivel right up.
Yeah. Well, you know,
being full retreat.
Would you really? But there's people watching, so you might be able to do it.
Can we get Angie Dickinson on the line to confirm this story?
That is an incredible, incredible little bit of Marlon Brando trivia.
It is because I made it up. So.
Jesus. Okay. I don't know why I'm so gullible.
Jesus, you believe everything. Your drummer. You know what? Your drummer didn't even believe it.
You know what made me think it was real for some reason? This is where my brain went. I immediately pictured that scene in Godfather 2 where they go to that sex club with the woman and the donkey or whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess it's one of those things. Who knows? Well,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's so Brando.
I love you guys so much. I'd really... Jeez, you're just the best. What am I going to say? What am I supposed to say? Blake, you take over.
You just worship at the altar. I mean, it's amazing. I can't believe the kids are back. It's so great. The show is great, guys.
Well, you know what? Before we forget, because this is live, right? I should say that if other people that are in New York, Bruce McCullough is doing a run of his one-man show at the Soho Theater in New York.
There we go.
Starting yesterday. I'm going tomorrow.
That's very supportive of you. That's a very supportive act of you to promote somebody who isn't even bothered to call in.
Yeah.
Hasn't even bothered to.
But you notice we're not supporting Kevin. We're not supporting Kevin.
No. Yeah.
No.
Thank you.
Kevin said he was going to be here, but then he's rehearsing some musical or something. There's something going on with
what? Him. Then he should be here because he shouldn't do that.
Right. Well, he says he's not very musical, so I don't know.
No, No.
Matt, my producer was telling me that you guys had terrible weather when you were making this show.
Well, it wasn't just us. The whole city had it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like we go around with our own weather. I mean,
you understand what I meant, though, I think.
Yeah. Did we have terrible weather? I can't remember.
I noticed rain in a lot of scenes. I did notice
rain. Is that what your
rain.
Research people told Matt? About the weather, the terrible weather in Toronto?
Was it raining a lot?
This wasn't one of those like lame talk show things that someone has like on a blue card for me. It was just came up in my mind because he had mentioned it. It's not like I have
prompts. I don't.
Did it rain a lot? Actually, I remember.
I don't remember it raining a lot, Dave. Do you remember it raining a lot?
I don't know. I don't remember much.
All right, well, this will be the part we clip out for the...
I don't know. This is what I was here for.
The weather part.
I like on-set weather talk.
Well, wait a minute. How's the weather now?
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, well, we had a wonderful thunderstorm here in New York last night.
Oh, you don't get that in L.A.
No. Could use... some.
Where are you, Tim? Are you guys in L.A.?
I'm in Glendale.
Oh, you're in Glendale. That's L.A.
The increasingly California. Hip Glendale.
I know. It's becoming very hot.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. It's Glendale's. Yeah, Glendale's a great little city.
Yeah. Jewel City, Scott.
Yeah.
Is it Jewel City?
Yeah. But Scott, you're in Toronto, right?
I am, yeah.
I want to get
the weather.
I want to get lunch with you, man. Come on.
I love that. Why don't you, aren't you ever coming up here and doing stuff?
I'm doing a show in Toronto, yes, in July. So I'll
hit
you up.
Oh, then I'm going to come to that. Okay. Okay. I'm going to write it down. Let me write this
and
down.
Dave, if you want to come up to Toronto for that as well, you're invited. You'll be on.
Right. Bit of a commute, but all right.
Oh, yep. We'll take care of you.
Really?
We'll get you on the Greyhound bus or.
Yeah. I'll do it. You're not doing your show in New York at all? Or?
Yes, I am, but those are really like a big guest list.
Those are expensive tickets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tough to get in.
Guest list is pretty tight right now.
All right.
Woody's coming, and you know, Woody and the fam, all his kids. All the kids he's still speaking with.
Oh, God.
Will this be with your band, Tim?
Yeah, I'm doing stand up and then my band. Yeah, we're doing it's an evening. Man. It's almost like Bruce McCullough's one man show with them.
Oh, good. What's your band called, anyways?
The Very Good Band. Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band.
There we go.
I'm going to put you on the list right now, plus one, Scott. Okay.
Do people show up expecting the Matthew Good Band?
wait, who's the Matt? What is that?
Is he Canadian? I can't remember. Maybe that's
Canadian. I think he's Canadian. Or is it Matthew Sweet?
Sweet?
Matthew Sweet's American. He's wonderful. Yeah, he's wonderfully American.
More like Matthew Sour.
Oh,
these days.
There we go.
These days, with his attitude about things. all right. I'm going to let you go.
What?
You've done enough for us. You've done enough. You've served our. You've served your country admirably. I watched that documentary. That was fucking great too.
Thanks. Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Do you like? Let me ask you this. Did you watch it? Is it weird to watch it?
We watched it together in Austin.
Wow.
We watched it together. Yeah.
And at South by Southwest, which was that was weird.
Yeah.
Very.
Four of the five were moved to tears
during it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Who didn't cry?
Who didn't cry?
Four of the five.
Who do you think didn't cry?
Mark.
Yes. Good guess.
I mean, he said it in the documentary. He's like, I don't cry.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't cry.
Boy, I didn't know much about him, but in the documentary, he really comes across as this guy. He's just kind of like, I don't give a shit about anything.
It's like, yeah, it's his Patricia.
You still don't find out much about Mark.
Yeah, I've known Mark. We've known Mark what 40 years, and I if you were to ask me anything personal about Mark, all I could tell you was his height. That's it.
And even then, he would have a cease and desist order to start talking about his height.
Fascinating.
You're talking to the open books. Dave and I are the open books.
Yeah. Well, I remember Scott when you came to our studio so long ago. I mean, you did hang out a while, and we got a lot of info. We got the download.
You got a lot of those stories. You got the real shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duck thinks he has diarrhea. Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, kid. You must hate the word kids, though, right? Kids, you're done with.
Well, now it's funny again.
You guys seem so. I love seeing guys who are like we had the band Pavement on a few weeks ago.
Oh,
you know,
Pavement, wonderful band, great band.
Yeah, and I loved this you guys and them, like Gen X to the core. You guys probably are you. You're Gen X, right?
Technically, no, not really.
Right,
I'm on the cusp.
But you identify as, or you're
weird. Doug Copeland said we're Gen X, so we are.
But sort of this like coming into like acceptance of about who you are and what you've done and your careers and everything is just both that band certainly had it, and I see it in you guys, and it's something that I hope I can have one day.
Tim, are you saying that we exhibit a certain amount of grace?
Mm. Grace is the word.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word? Grace?
Grace.
Yeah.
That's the, and I
gratitude. #gratitude.
Gratitude. And I think that you're not quite there, Tim, but you're getting there.
I'm fighting. It's a struggle.
And and again, it shows that we have done a wonderful job of concealing our sweaty desperateness.
Yeah. Guys play off well.
Yeah, that's a good move. Your strategic stuff is impressive. I hope to emulate it insincerely. Strategic grace, good stuff.
Yes, it is. We learned from Meghan Markle, strategic grace. Yeah.
Oh, and again, speaking of grace, happy jubilee for the Queen.
Jubilee
for the Queen.
Scott, can we get a little Queen from you? Let me just say, Queen, congratulations on... all these wonderful years.
I'm standing on my own 2 feet. Here we are.
Yep. Amazing you're alive.
It is. Did you read her tweet this morning? Fuck you, Victoria. That's all she said.
Whoa. Mic drop.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen.
Are you a fan, Tim, of The Queen?
I like that crown. The Crown, that show, The Crown, was good. So I am, it does fascinate me. It's interesting.
Well, don't you think that she exhibits a certain amount of grace?
Strategic grace, yes, I believe.
Strategic grace.
But she's made a mess of her own family. I mean, the proof is in, like, her offspring and everything, right? Like,
is it her fault, or is it the fault of the children for demanding feelings?
Thank you. There we go. See, they made the good point there, Tim. Really, yeah. Wasn't really her fault.
The royal family did fine for centuries without feelings.
We should have hardened. We needed to have hardened the monarchy. That's why they're falling apart. We needed to harden it and add more doors and more security out front. And
more doors. The English didn't need emotions until Diana. No. And that kind of ruined everything.
Yep.
But Dave and I are holding on. We hold it on. We still don't need emotions.
What can I say? What is my closing remarks? It would be great to have the rest of you on next time. You've been
trying to get us off for a while now.
Well, you brought a Platinum Jubilee, and that set me off.
I know.
Goodbye! <There's> no-
Get the hell out of here!
So long, kids in the hall, for now. We'll see you sometime down the road. Until then, I will bid you adieu.
Adieu.
Back to you. All right, you're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you. This has been fun.
All right, love you guys.
Fun. What an honor.
I love you too.
I love you. There's no reason for you to say it back, but I know that's courtesy.
No, I love you. We love you.
All right. We love you. Long time fans.
Oh, thank you, guys. All right. Yeah. We're going to take a break. That's what we need to do. We're going to take a break and music from Vicky Farewell coming soon. Farewell. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys. Wow. Yeah, let's get a tune from Vicky, and then we'll do a break, yeah?
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Are you feeling?
Thanks, guys.
Feeling ready?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's
go
too.
Love you. Bye. Thank you. Awesome. All right, we'll be back in five to talk to Vicky Farewell and Blake Anderson sticking around.
See you soon. Rocket, man.
And here's Tim's new video.
Wow, that was magical.
Sirens of Titan, Venus and Furs, Claudia Schiffer. My dad got me a water bed, must have got a deal on her. Peter Arnett in a Baghdad hotel. Peter Arnett showing us Baghdad, getting bombed in hell. Peter Arnett showing Scud missiles heading. Listening to Sunday morning, Venus and Furs.